Hi, it's Ken Morgan here with another classic presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today we've got a classic movie and a classic audio production for you. It's been several days now since we've experienced some serious winter weather, and the forecast for the next few days look reasonably good, though I'm not putting away my snow tires just yet. So we're giving one last view of winter weather for a while with this double feature. First, we have Below Zero, with Laurel and Hardy trying to make a few bucks as street musicians in the snow. This was the fourth of seven shorts the boys did in 1930. There are different versions available, including a computer-colorized version and one refilmed in Spanish, but we have the original black-and-white version in English. Fans may notice frequent co-star Charlie Hall as the street sweeper. We previously saw him as a helpful mailman in The Music Box, but he's better known for antagonizing Stan and Ollie in movies like Them Thar Hills and its sequel, Tit for Tat. Now, we may be showing those in the future. We'll let you know. Our second feature is a classic old-time radio program called Storm. It's based on a best-selling 1941 book by George R. Stewart and was produced for CBS Radio Workshop. This anthology series was created in the late 50s, long after TV had usurped radio in the mass media. Now, that event, however, led to the production teams, one in Los Angeles and one in New York, a great deal of freedom to try new and unusual programming, including this one. It's the story of the start and dissolution of a winter storm and all the problems it causes. It's narrated by William Conrad, who's one of the busiest actors in old-time radio, and is mainly remembered for creating the role of Marshal Matt Dillon in the original radio version of Gunsmoke. The music was composed by Jerry Goldsmith, who'd later earn loads of acclaim and award nominations for movie and TV music, including one Oscar and three Emmys. Now, one interesting fact from the original book, and by extension this radio program, was how, in the story, the meteorologist names the storms he is tracking. Several sources say this actually led to the real-life practice of naming storms, including such unwelcome visitors to New Jersey like Floyd and Sandy. Less said about them, the better. Now, once again, you can catch up on any movies or other programming we played and missed by going to our website and looking up the list of titles and links. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And please leave your comments or suggestions on our Facebook page. You can also call us at 908-754-7885, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, thanks again for your attention, and here's hoping spring is on the way. And now, from Hal Roach Studios via MGM in 1930, here's Below Zero, and from CBS Radio in 1956, here's Storm. Hope you enjoy them.